I had mentioned that we have some professional responders that are now retired in our congregation. But I found a website from a company who makes first responder equipment, for lack of a better term. And I found some stories. I want to share them with you. At Pepper Ranch Preserve in Immokalee, Florida, which is in South Florida, Southwest, I believe, there were workers from several different public safety agencies spending 5 hours to try to rescue a worker from the University of Florida who was down there collecting water samples on the preserve. The man that was out there doing this had a history of heart problems, and he began experiencing dizziness and shortness of breath. 911 was called, but safety workers couldn't quite get close enough with their vehicles to help the guy. They spent the next several hours working their way through dense swampland to get to him, and eventually bringing in a helicopter to help guide them to their path from above. And it just wasn't an inconvenience. It was downright dangerous where he was and what he was doing. A police deputy, hacking his way through the vegetation with a machete, had to kill an approaching water moccasin. In the end, they reached the man, and he survived. We were just in Pennsylvania this past week, in fact, in Harrisburg, and I found a story from Harrisburg about a woman. If you've ever been north in the wintertime, the roads are slippy and icy. A woman was getting out of her car in an extremely icy condition, and the car began to slide backwards on the frozen surface from her parking place. The woman then slipped on the ice as the car began rolling backward, and the car somehow rolled on top of her. Public safety workers arrived on the scene quickly and began working to free this 21-year-old from underneath the car. She was eventually freed with only minor injuries. Another incident, first responders came to rescue a dog that had fallen down a storm drain. They eventually lured him out with the help of someone's lunch. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, let me use a sandwich. You know, dogs love sandwiches. They eventually lured the dog out with somebody else's lunch. There's many, many, many stories. My son-in-law is a public safety officer in Pennsylvania, retired Navy. Military police, and when he got out of the Navy, he went into local law enforcement. And so he shares a lot of stories. This young man over here is writing a book about some of his experiences while he was a first responder. I think sometimes we define first responders as those who take immediate action when disaster strikes. And there's a lot of disasters that strike. They were always the first one at the scene of an accident, always alert and ready to provide assistance should an emergency occur. In our societies in America, we name four groups: first responders, firefighters, police officers, paramedics, EMTs, the people who often volunteer their service in these capacities are our heroes. Oh yeah, there's some paid that do that, but there's a lot of volunteer fire stations and people around our county and around our country, those who put their lives on the line in order to help save others. The destruction of the Twin Towers on 9/11, the numerous school tragedies that we see, the terrorist bombings across our nation, natural disasters like Ian down south. These only touch the surface of these kind of traumatic scenes that people face every day, every single day, in order to serve the people of their community. There's silent ones too. Manny and his ministry are serving the community. We don't think about it. There's a lot of people that we never meet, never see, that are out serving our community. Now, their stories sometimes can be horrifying. as they have encountered some of the most dangerous situations and what they do. But they can also be heartwarming also. That website that I found, heartwarming stories of first responders. These are brave men and women who give us pride in what it means to be human. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we began to identify others as first responders, medical professionals who risked their own lives to try to save lives of the sick and the dying. Agencies such as the Red Cross and others who never hesitate to show up in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a hurricane or a flood, in order to provide medical assistance, food, and rescue those in need. These are the cream of the crop of our society. They care for others deeply enough to sacrifice their lives for those who are in danger. We owe a great deal of debt to our first responders. And I want to say, to be the first to say thank you, all of you, for what you do with your family, with your friends. How many times have we been a first responder to somebody in our family who needed to be touched? Today, the scripture that I read, Jesus points us yet to another first responder. In his short yet simple parable — a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning — he points to the immediate caring and responsiveness of God Almighty to those who call out in need through prayer. Now, Jesus is talking about urgent prayer, emergency prayer, prayer that subs as the 911 call in our society, a call for the head first responder, God Almighty himself. Now, Jesus isn't talking about a petty request like a new car or a gold watch or a better job or a ton of money. No, Jesus is talking about the issue of justice. And if we think about it, God has always, from the beginning of time, responded to his people's call of pain and injustice and hunger and despair. A couple issues that I want to refer to. God heard the cries of his people from the shackles of Egypt. God heard the cries of Abel from the very ground where Cain struck him. God heard the lament of Adam, even when he was hiding in the trees or behind the bushes. God heard the lament of mothers who cried out in their barrenness. God heard the cries of oppressed people from the outskirts of Jerusalem. We talked about them last week, the Samaritans. We have a lot of Samaritans in our own country, in our own county. God hears their cry. All through Scripture, God had responded to his people. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, even when they're angry, God hears. Even when they fought back at him, and even when they turned their backs on God, God is always there with a gentle hand, a compassionate and merciful heart, and a loving staff. The shepherd's staff. God has always led his people home, even to the point of sacrifice in his own life on the cross of their own making. Now that's some of a first responder that we can relate to. It's not just God of history. This is a God of today, October the 16th, 2022. And all of those who pray to him for mercy and justice and release, and more importantly, salvation. Our God is a God who saves. In the scriptures today, Jesus makes a comparison of the way the world responds as opposed to the way God responds. While that city judge in the parable finally granted the woman who would not relent in approaching him. Jesus told his disciples never to despair in approaching God. Never. You know, we say in the 12-step programs, which I'm a graduate student because I'm still practicing how to do that. When we hit bottom in our life, no matter if it's drugs, alcohol, relationship, you know, we ain't got nowhere else to look but up. That's when we call on God. Yet Jesus said at the end of that parable, will the Son of Man, him, Jesus, find faith on earth when he returns? I, in my own personal opinion, the way I understand scriptures and the blessed hope that we have in Christ, I think he's on the way. Don't know when. Jesus said only Daddy knows, but he did say we would tell the seasons, and the seasons are approaching. Like we know the changing of the season from summer to fall to winter to spring. Many of us, even today, like in Jesus' day, we tend to put more of our faith and trust in the people of our societies, the politicians, the rulers, the doctors, the economists, the firefighters, and other first responders than we do in God. Many of us put more stock into a 911 call, and I'm grateful for them, because this past year I was able to call 911 when Judy passed out. They were Johnny on the spot. And they helped her, and they got her stabilized, and they got her in the ambulance, and they took her to the hospital to be checked out. Thank God everything did check out. And yet, I think all of us know in our heart that God's power far supersedes any power available on earth or in any of us individually. So what's that mean? Should we not rely on each other for help when we need it? Of course not. We need each other. Proverbs says two are better than one. When one falls down, the other is there to pick you up. It says that in Ecclesiastes too. So we need each other. For in the face of many of our first responders in our life, if you look closely into their eyes, you know who you'll see? Jesus. And God uses many kinds of people as his hands and feet in our world. But never overlook the power of prayer. For God can do magnificent things, over the top amazing things, if you would, if you call upon him in prayer. So pray. Pray fervently. Pray honestly. Pray for the encouragement that you need, and pray for justice for others. Jesus brings us good news. That's why we call it the gospel. Our God is always our very first responder. Always willing, always loving, always eager to share, to shine his favor upon us. Where do we go? We go to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.